Please keep that open if you've got it open there. Page 6 in the New Testament of the Church Bibles, Matthew chapter 6, because this is our last sermon on the Lord's Prayer. We've been doing a little series. Now, good prayers start and end well. Actually, not only prayers, any request needs to start and end well. Let me give you an example. Somebody might say, "Can I borrow the car?" Or they might say, "Mum, you're the best. Please, can I borrow the car? I know it's yours, and I promise to bring it back by 5. Good requests ought to start and end well in order to, well, to be true to the relationship which is there. And similarly, in our relationship with our Heavenly Father, we do well to start and end our prayers well. And that's what is being said with the Lord's Prayer as Jesus gives it to his followers. Because the Lord's Prayer is a request or a series of humble requests with a good start and a good end. And today we look at the end. "For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen." Which is sort of a way of saying, "I know it's yours." It's a good end because it's personally honouring, positive and uplifting. And gives a right expression of the relationship between us and God as we finish our prayer. First of all, let's consider the problem, because there's a textual problem, and the issue is this. Jesus himself probably didn't say this bit. And if we were to look at the Lord's Prayer Jesus taught to his disciples in Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, it's shorter, simpler, and finishes with, "Do not bring us to the time of trial." Now, as we look at the Lord's Prayer here in Matthew's Gospel, which Jesus taught as part of the Sermon on the Mount, the reading we had just now, it's longer, the phrases are fuller, and it finishes with, "But rescue us from the evil one," or "rescue us from evil." The words, "For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours now and forever, amen," are not part of the New Testament record of Jesus' teaching. Can you see, if you look a bit more closely, if you're the sort of person that follows these things, you'll see there's a note, and then at the bottom, note I, or "from evil," "your other ancient authorities add in some form, for the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours forever. Amen." Can you see that note at the bottom of the second column, bottom of the page? What it's saying is some later copies of Matthew's Gospel added this phrase, but we can see that the original record didn't have it. And because Christians want to support the best scientific method and historical evidence, our Bible translations do not include bits which may have been added at a later stage. And we make it clear for the ordinary reader. We are, above all, interested in the original record of the eyewitnesses to the actions and teachings of Jesus. The last phrase of the Lord's Prayer does not seem to be original. It might have been original. Jesus, after all, taught different versions of the Lord's Prayer on different occasions. It's perfectly possible that he taught another version with this extra line on another occasion which wasn't recorded by the New Testament writers. Possible, but a bit speculative. And so not really worth dwelling on. A more productive line of thought might go like this. Jesus finished his prayer with "deliver us from evil." But because that's quite a difficult thought to finish the prayer with, you know, in any conversation, even one which rightly faces the challenges and asks for serious help, like the Lord's Prayer does, in any conversation, we want to finish it with a more helpful thought. Best to finish a prayer with a positive encouragement, a last phrase of praise. And that is what the first Christians did when they prayed the Lord's Prayer. So whether it was Jesus' idea or theirs, it was a great way to finish the pattern of prayer which Jesus gave. Actually, another reason Jesus probably didn't say it to himself, because he would have had to say, "The kingdom, the power, and the glory are ours." But Jesus' followers were glad to say it. "For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Yes." It's a good way to finish. It honours God properly. The Lord is king. He reigns over all. It's his kingdom, and we do well to acknowledge him as king. That's a good way to finish the prayer. The Lord is a king who is all-powerful, not like our queen, whose power is subject to many limitations, checks and balances. The Lord God is all-powerful, almighty. The power is his. That's a good way to finish the prayer. Actually, especially if you've just prayed, "Deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us from evil." So we pray for deliverance and at the same time acknowledge that the Lord can deliver us. The power is his. It's helpful. And the Lord's Prayer is finished like this because it's a good way to pray. Because this is the pattern in the whole of the Bible. And that was the helpful aspect of our first reading today, the one from the end of 1 Chronicles, where David was praying. And he prayed, "Yours, O Lord, are the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and on the earth are yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all." It's a good way to pray, isn't it? And I guess the first Christians could have added all that onto the end of the Lord's Prayer. But they didn't, because they knew Jesus wanted them to keep it simple, keep it straightforward. So they did. And they just had, "For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen." That's part of the point of the Lord's Prayer. Don't babble on like others might do. Pray to the point. Your Heavenly Father knows. And the point is that we pray to our Heavenly Father, who is also almighty and a worthy King, and whose people live to glorify him. And don't know if you've heard of the Westminster Confession, but one of the main phrases in the Westminster Confession says this: "This is the chief purpose of human beings, to glorify God and to enjoy him forever." And to glorify is to bring proper honour to his reputation or name, because he is worthy and he deserves it. So the Lord's Prayer ends by doing that. It's a very good way to end a prayer. Why don't you end your prayers more like that, more of the time? It's a good thing to do, isn't it? Just a phrase or a sentence. Jesus said not to use too many words, but it's important to say it. "Lord, yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Yes." Jesus gave the Lord's Prayer in order to help his followers pray better. And the last phrase is a biblical way of helping us to do that as well. I hope that this series on the Lord's Prayer has helped you to pray better and will help you. There is one more in the series, home group leaders, please note, and I'll produce a sheet for it. I think we'll preach it on the 16th of November. It's one of the other prayers which Jesus prayed. But today finishes the sermons associated with the 6 sections of the Pilgrim Booklet on the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you help us to pray. Please help us to heed the help and take it for your name's sake. Amen.